Lesson 10th on the effects of the redemption. 102. Question. Which are the chief effects of the redemption? Answer. The chief effects of the redemption are two: the satisfaction of God's justice by Christ's sufferings and death, and the gaining of grace for men. 103. Question. What do you mean by grace? Answer. By grace I mean a supernatural gift of God bestowed on us through the merits of Jesus Christ for our salvation. 104. Question. How many kinds of grace are there? Answer. There are two kinds of grace, sanctifying grace and actual grace. 105. Question. What is sanctifying grace? Answer. Sanctifying grace is that grace which makes the soul holy and pleasing to God. 106. Question. What do you call those graces or gifts of God by which we believe in Him, hope in Him, and love Him? Answer. Those graces or gifts of God by which we believe in Him, and hope in Him, and love Him, are called the divine virtues of faith, hope, and charity. 107. Question. What is faith? Answer. Faith is a divine virtue by which we firmly believe the truths which God has revealed. 108. Question. What is hope? Answer. Hope is a divine virtue by which we firmly trust that God will give us eternal life and the means to obtain it. 109. Question. What is charity? Answer. Charity is a divine virtue by which we love God above all things for His own sake, and our neighbor as ourselves for the love of God. 110. Question. What is actual grace? Answer. Actual grace is that help of God which enlightens our mind and moves our will to shun evil and do good. 111. Question. Is grace necessary to salvation? Answer. Grace is necessary to salvation because without grace we can do nothing to merit heaven. 112. Question. Can we resist the grace of God? Answer. We can, and unfortunately often do, resist the grace of God. 113. Question. What is the grace of perseverance? Answer. The grace of perseverance is a particular gift of God which enables us to continue in the state of grace till death. End of the 10th lesson. End of section 3.